Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Bad Blood Nick, you got a gig this weekend?
I do not.
Okay. I don't think that nickname's going to stick, but I'm going to try it for a little bit, you know.
we'll make an effort.
We got some audio that might make you happy, though. Nick, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
I think Craig has it here. I think you'll smile at this.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
That's right.
That's right.
You'll
we
like
do
this audio.
Some, and this is this is important here.
Let's just play it and have Nick listen to it first.
Yeah.
Without
yeah.
telling you what it is.
See if you can figure out who it is.
And what they're talking about.
What they're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
First of all, there was not a lot going through my mind at that point. I mean, that was not smart for a couple reasons. One is, if we drop it, that's a little bit of a problem. But the worst thing that could happen is the edges on that trophy are so sharp. And had those things clip one of my boys in the other boat,
one
it would have been
boys.
An ugly parade.
What a dick.
Now, I can see Nick's face on the computer here behind me.
But it dawned on him who it was.
Oh, yeah. He just made a sourpuss face, man. Who was that, Nick?
Super Bowl champion Tom Brady.
Talking about what?
Seven rings.
Yep.
Throwing the Lombardi on the boat. Because he's cool and he's right. relatable.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers legend Tom Brady.
And look at me. I got drunk and threw something. Aren't I cool?
Yeah.
Why did he have – why was he in possession of that trophy, Nick? Yeah.
They won 31-9. The Chiefs didn't score a touchdown.
Damn it, Nick.
He's taking away some of your fun there, isn't he?
No, he scared.
Well, mine too. I didn't like seeing him throw that trophy either because it was Tom Brady again. Now, I also read yesterday that this guy, still says he still hates that first of all, Tom, he says he still hates the doubters. And that's why he keeps playing. Nobody's doubting you, dude. You're really good. We're tired of you, and that's never going to end.
Who are the doubters?
That's what he said. It was a tweet from somebody yesterday about. One of the reasons he keeps wanting to play and win more Super Bowls because he's still pissed off at the doubters.
Oh, no.
Well, the doubters and haters are going to be there no matter who you are because not everybody, Craig's got a great thing he likes to tell our boss, not 100% of the people listen to this program. Not 100% of people are going to like you no matter how good you are.
Well, that's how he motivates himself. He has to have that chip
but
on his
lame.
Shoulder.
It's lame. It's lame. Because I think he's so mad that people don't like him, he's still playing for that. Well, we're not going to start liking you.
No, look, we recognize that you are the greatest of all time. Right. Yes, you are still a royal douche canoe.
Right.
That will not change.
Right.
Well, there's a difference between a hater and a doubter.
Right.
Yeah, I think the doubters are gone.
He said doubter, though.
That no.
The quote was a doubter.
You left New England. You went to a whole new team, and first year you won a Super Bowl championship.
Right, right.
There's no doubters anymore.
No. Yeah,
shut up, Tom.
Yeah, it's not about your coach because it's you. You did it.
Yeah, you did it.
Right. He's still mad he didn't go till the sixth round.
Right.
He's hanging on to that.
Yeah,
oh,
probably.
Come on.
I don't know.
Whatever motivates you, I guess.
Yeah, whatever. I mean,
I don't care either.
Like this are outliers.
Yeah,
they
whatever
are.
Absolutely. It takes. I mean, if it takes what we think is some sort of crazy mental thing to make it happen. Well, that's what it takes. We aren't in that headspace.
No.
Yeah. He's keeping the hate alive.
But you've got all the trophies, all the rings, all the money. You
care.
Got the hot wife. What just go enjoy your life.
That's why he's got it.
Just go.
Because he's a mental freak.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, but he's just hanging out with his bros.
Yeah.
His boys, right?
Yeah, my boys.
Yeah, my boys. Yeah. All right.
Screw off. I wish they would have dropped that trophy. That would have been great.
He's the NFC's problem now.
Dude had to send a scuba diver into whatever body of water they were.
He's just going to keep Rodgers out of the Super Bowl. That's what he's going to do.
Shut up.
That'll be tough.
I have to think that if that thing would have hit the water, somebody on that other boat would have gone right in after.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, he would have dove and got in, been the hero. Yeah.
I think in that state, Tom Brady would have dove in and probably drowned to death because he was pretty hammered.
He was hammered.
Yeah. That would have been pretty funny.
He's just seen your face, Nick. It was all sourpuss.
My thing when you said is, I don't know why when you said audio you're going to like, I thought it was going to be like,
kiss?
You know, Paul Stanley saying something cool or what.
I knew. I thought
Brady.
I swear we sucked you in. You expected something good, didn't you?
I don't know why.
Stop believing that crap.
When former President Trump first moved into the White House in January of 2017, his staffers said they found nasty notes stuffed into drawers and cabinets. Former Trump press secretary Stephanie Grisham said the notes said things like, you will fail and you aren't going to make it. President Obama's aides said, no, we did not do that.
I don't care if they did.
Dave Chappelle.
He did fail.
Come out and said, yeah, those notes did exist. But they were left by celebrities.
Oh.
No, there was a thing. Remember when the Trump administration moved in? They said the Obama staff left dirty notes for us in all the drawers and all the cabinets. Now, I saw this happening. I'm not going to say who did it, but it was celebrities writing all this crazy shit and putting them all over there. And I saw them doing it. So when I saw that on the news, I laughed real hard.
Oh, that's cool. So it was celebrities, yeah.
Now I want to know who did it.
Yeah. He knows.
Well, who was there?
Yeah, I was going to say, you should be able to narrow it. Fairly well down to who was at that party.
Well, probably a ton of celebrities.
Yeah, well, get the guest list.
Yeah, they had a pretty star-studded affair just before they left.
Exactly, right.
Threw me off when you said President Obama's aides.
Yep.
So when Biden came in, were there a bunch of nasty notes from Scott Baio?
and Kid Rock.
Right.
Various others.
Kirk Cameron.
We were going a little too long with Dr. Mina anyway, but Ted Nugent came out and said yesterday, I don't know why Blabbermouth even reports on Ted Nugent. Just shut up.
Yeah, they need to stop.
Just stop it.
They need to stop.
Just stop it. I started to retweet something, and I just didn't retweet it. He was wondering, why don't we close down for other COVIDs?
For the other 18.
Right. He's a dumbass.
Oh, Ted.
Yeah. Just play Cat Scratch Fever, dude.
Yeah. He's a dumbass.
I can actually give you some of the names that were at that party.
Yeah. But once again, the reason he should tell, because not everybody did it.
There were quite a few. Right. Here, yeah, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, Jerry Seinfeld, Usher, Jay Pharoah.
We got all the cool celebrities, don't we? Jeez.
Springsteen, McCartney, Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks, George Clooney.
It was McCartney.
McCartney, yeah.
It was that freak McCartney.
Yeah.
Letterman, De Niro, George Lucas.
All you need is love, McCartney.
Jeez.
Chris Rock, John Hamm, Jason Sudeikis.
I don't see any one of those guys doing that.
Yeah. Stevie Wonder. Yeah. I bet
none
it was Stevie.
No, I bet you Letterman would like to do that. Yeah. I bet you Letterman left a note.
I don't see any of them doing that.
I see Chappelle doing it. That's who I see doing it. That's funny, man. Yeah.
So it's like Obama's having to deal with like the people who go out of control when your parents are out of town at your party. And
right.
Like, no, leave that picture there. Yeah.
He's running around. Come on.
Notes. What are you doing?
You know he is. Right. You're right. It's your parents are out of the house. Yeah. Everybody's at your house.
You're cut off.
Somebody broke mom's Fabergé egg.
Yeah.
Who left the you suck notes in all the drawers? Come on.
Come on.
I could see Chris Rock.
Yeah?
You know, him and Chappelle.
I could see all those guys.
Him and Chappelle are tight. They might have been hanging together during that party.
Alcohol's alcohol. Why not?
That's what we've learned on this show.
Dr. Beetle can tell you that. Alcohol's alcohol.
Nothing else.
Why not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm also with Todd. Letterman would be completely out of F's to give and just go do something like that.
Oh, any one of them. What are they going to do? Piss off Trumpers?
Right, exactly. They already are.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
YouGov polled more than 7,000 U.S. adults currently in a sexually active relationship. They found that about 29% wish that they were having more sex with their partner, almost a third. They broke it down into groups that wish they were having more sex the most. Keep in mind, it's 29% overall. Many of these seem like they fit into the margin of error. So, you know, take this for what you will. So 29% overall. 22% of married women wish that they and their partner had more sex.
Speak up. Just how about say the word?
Yeah, I don't get why women just have to ask. You do see people saying that. You'll see women. I don't know who these women are. They complain their husband doesn't want to have sex with them. I never knew anybody.
Well, we hear from them in a while.
I know, but I never knew anybody.
Not personally.
I know that.
I've never known that guy.
No.
Isn't going to brag about not wanting sex. You aren't going to hear from that guy about that subject.
Right.
Right. I'm not knocking that out.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not saying.
Yeah, I married her for years. I haven't touched that in years.
Right. Turned that bitch down again last night.
Yeah, no one brags about that.
They don't, and women do brag
so
about that.
So we're not going to hear it as far as anecdotal evidence goes.
Yeah, she's never going to get it.
Right.
I know that.
Now then, there are at least a fifth of guys that, for one reason or another, they're not as interested as they used to be.
Oh, I get that. I totally get that. But I don't get the guy. The ones we overhear about is the girls wants it all the time, and the guy never wants to give it to her. Then he must be sleeping with somebody else. All the time.
Well, there could just be other issues. We don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so that's 22%. Let's see. 23% of separated men and women who never married want more sex. 24%, keep in mind, these are all in the margin. Most of these are in the margin of error. 24% of separated women and divorced women want more sex.
They're hot to trot.
Okay.
Yeah.
25% of women in a domestic or civil partnership want more sex.
Sounds like it's all in the 25% range.
It's all about one quarter.
Well, that's why
one
I
quarter
mentioned
of the, world
the margin
wants
of error.
More sex.
26%
want more sex.
Of divorced men wish that they and their partner had more sex. 27% of widowed men and men who never married wish they and their partner had more sex. And then here's where the percentages jump. 33%. And we will not be surprised. 33% of men in a domestic/civil partnership
want to have sex with somebody else.
Wish they and their partner had more sex.
Okay.
And 39% of married men wish they and their partner had more sex.
Okay.
That's still less than half.
Well, that's good. But it's still a fair amount. It's more than a third.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more sex with each other.
And their partner had more sex, with each other.
It's 80% strength.
Boy, I wish you were getting more sex with somebody else.
No, but 80% of guys want sex with somebody else. That I bet you that would be the stat.
Assuming that there were no negative consequences.
That would be that number would be at least 75%.
Easily.
And the rest are lying.
Right. Yes. And the other 25% are lying. Not saying they're going to do it.
Craig, do you have the good news out of the state of Virginia?
Yeah, I'll get it here.
What's up with that?
Redskin, good news.
Redskins get a new name?
Nope. Even better than that.
Yeah, that's actually pretty lame. So,
okay. What could be better than that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Somebody yelling at me.
I must not be in this.
Because I said the name.
Craig will tell you.
Yep, there's an email.
There is an email. There will be.
As soon as he can find the stack.
Virginia is speeding up its timeline to legalize the recreational use of the marijuana. Lawmakers approved plans to legalize the growth and the use of pot starting July 1. That is years ahead of initial plans to make it legal in 2024. The governor asked the legislature to move things along more quickly. Mm-hmm. Virginia will be the first state in the South to legalize the marijuana.
Yeah, Democrats are taking over Virginia because Northern Virginia is the D.C. area, and there's a lot of educated liberals who don't care about stuff. So.
Well, there's several metropolitan areas.
Exactly, right. And they're becoming more and more liberal.
I know it's a historical definition, but I just don't think of Virginia as the South.
Neither do I, but it's Southern Virginia is.
Yeah, I know. You're talking Civil War era.
Right.
Yeah. Because D.C.'s right in the middle of it, and you're right, and there's a lot of highly educated suburbs in that area. Not that you'd be highly educated.
It's all based on what side you were on during the war.
Yeah, right. I know. But, I mean, I think of D.C. in that area. That's like the beginning of the Northeast corridor to me.
Yeah.
I just don't think of Virginia as the South.
Well, they never called it the Deep South.
It's not the Deep South.
But it was the South, you know. But you're right. That's cool. It just makes it more ridiculous where we live and who runs our state.
It's not cool for all those kids that are going to die in Virginia.
Damn right. I forgot about
Nobody
that.
Nobody cares about them.
I forgot about that.
Just a couple of weeks before I start bitching about it. Where are all the dispensaries? get that infrastructure up and running. Did they have medicinal? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't.
I don't know.
Out of Iowa City, Iowa, according to police and court records, a partygoer, quote, admitted that he had drank quite a bit and was intoxicated. End quote, when his girlfriend took him into a bedroom so that he could rest. They were at a party at a friend's house so that he could rest. The man recalled his girlfriend laying with him until he fell asleep. His next memory was, quote, his pants being pulled down and someone starting to perform on him, end quote. He said that he kept his eyes closed and thought it was his girlfriend, so he let it happen.
Yeah. What was the dude's name that was performing on him?
He heard the bedroom door open and saw what appeared to be a flash from a cell phone photo being taken by a male with a beard who was backing out of the room. When the gentleman awoke the following morning, his girlfriend, now she was not doing that to him last night. And then he gave the description of the bearded man matched a Mr. Kyle Ahrens, one of the roommates there.
Wouldn't you know if your wife had a beard or not?
He drank a lot, he said.
No.
Well, no, he didn't. No. The guy in the beard was just taking a picture and leaving.
I thought the guy in the beard was taking a picture of his conquest and left. I got it.
Well, he took a picture and left.
Yeah, who was performing on him?
Right. Who?
This is a single white female.
This is sexual trickery.
Was it a
person? Upon being confronted by cops, Ahrens denied sexual contact with the victim and claimed that he had blacked out due to drinking too much and doesn't remember anything from the night of the incident. But Ahrens was certain that there was no reason that his DNA would be on the victim or his clothing. Lab test on the victim's underwear returned a DNA profile that matched Mr. Ahrens.
Yeah, dude.
Triggering his arrest for sexual abuse.
Yeah, this dude slobber was in your underwear.
Yeah.
First of all, I realize he assumes it's his wife. He's gonna open his eyes first.
He's hammered. Police also received court permission to seize Aaron's iPhone and search it for any photos or video of the victim. If convicted of sexual abuse, the guy's looking at up to 10 years in prison. And I think the answer to your question was it was fine, but not great. I'm not kidding.
Are you the guy?
I'm actually serious. No, but the way things played out, apparently it was fine, but not great.
I get that you're pissed and you were abused if you're this dude, but I'm probably going to say, I'm not going to tell anybody about that.
Yeah, let's not make the news.
Oh, they all knew.
Well, at that point, everybody knew because he said, hey, you know, to the girlfriend, hey, thanks, that was cool. And she said, that wasn't me. And then they started, who was it? And then everybody knew it.
I got it. Okay. Then it was, the cat was out of the bag.
Right.
Basically. Right. And what, then they discussed the quality of the performance?
No, but it was just, you know, just how it ended and whatnot.
Okay.
Well, if so, that guy with the beard didn't remember anything, he's looking around like, yeah, who was it?
He's lying.
Like, you.
What, the guy with the beard apparently does that at every party, waits for guys to pass out and just.
Apparently not every party. But maybe he's done it before.
We got
okay, whatever you guys do, don't do that to me, damn it.
Matt here to talk right. about that.
Though. Whatever you do, I'll know it's you, Craig.
The sex survey that Craig right. did.
Go ahead, Matt.
A little bit ago. Matt.
Morning, fellas.
What's up?
It's not about not wanting it anymore. Sometimes when you get a hold of one that, like, just cannot have enough, it just gets to be too much work.
Got it. Are you bragging? Like, are you bumming? No, nobody's feeling sorry for you, Jesus.
I mean, I guess it's a humble brag, but, I mean, twice at night and then every morning making me late for work, and if I don't work a Saturday, it's an all-day affair. It just...
How long you been together? How long you been together? How long you been together?
It's only been like 8 months.
That'll end.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry about it.
That'll fade.
Power through, man.
Do
power
what you
through.
Got. Do what you got, right. man. That'll fade.
Suck it up.
Don't tell that guy at the party to suck it up. Shave your beard first, Craig. Then I don't know.
Then it's on?
Nah, don't.
The guy with a big beard. How wasted are you? The reason it worked.
He was college party wasted.
Single white female, it worked because the woman had dyed her hair exactly like the guy's wife. And he just looked down and saw her head, you know. Hey. And then he took a high heel to the eye and died.
That's what I'm saying. At least this didn't end up with a stiletto to the eye socket.
Damn right. Sorry, spoiler alert. Single white female in 1995, maybe.
Ish.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.